This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
TikTok is fascinating to me because I keep watching people make the same mistakes over and over. Literally the same person that shit on Instagram 7 years ago saying it was for their kids and then tried to catch up 2 years ago is shitting on TikTok right now saying it's their kids. Whether TikTok becomes something as big as Instagram and mainstream for all ages, I'm not sure. But it is at such scale at this point, and enough people over the age of 20 are going on the platform at scale, that now for this entire room, if you're a 67-year-old lawyer, I wanna know what the fuck your TikTok strategy is. And so for me, everyone's always looking for, it's amazing. They want the answer, and then when you give it to them, they wanna push against it. It's right in your face. I highly recommend you start auditing and spend 5 to 10 hours on TikTok, consume. You'll see plenty of dumb shit, plenty of lipping and dancing and music, but be thoughtful. Search your hashtags and see what's in there. This takes work. I spend all my hours listening. It seems like I'm always talking. It's because I spend every second you don't see me listening. I watch. Those three observations are tried and true. I will, as you know, how many people here consume my content? Thank you. I will, like you've seen me do, replay this exact video in 9 years, basically with a headline of, Brizzy, I fucking told you, why didn't you do it? This is what's going to happen. So please heed those three opportunities and get educated.
I am blown away how many creators spend all their time being selfish mentally. Like 99% of the emails and DMs and conversations I have in conferences like this are predicated on how do I get more subscribers? How do I get more engagement? How do I get more money from brands? How do I quit my job and do this full time? How do I? So I will tell you, without knowing most of you in any shape or form, I still will default into that 95% of the people in this room will not get to where they want to get to because their entire fucking filter on everything they're doing is 100% selfish. And the only way to actually amass victory in this game, where as amazing it is that we live in a day and age now where you can be a creator and like just live your life and love what you do and make a living, the equal problem is anybody can do it, which creates a very fun dichotomy of supply and demand. This is a simple game of supply and demand. Anybody tomorrow can be a Slimer or a travel vlogger or a business expert or a fucking entrepreneur, right? Anybody can do that. The problem for everybody here is anybody can do that. And then who's gonna get people's attention? The people that are gonna get people's attention fall into a very basic bucket. Number one, the second biggest vulnerability for the creators in this room and the people at home that will watch this is A, it's I, B, it's just not the truth. For me, one of the most interesting things that I watch every day in this space is people think that fake it till you make it is still real. There are so many people posing it because they feel like they have to inflate their backstory or what they're capable of or the advice that they're giving to break out, yet that is the exact same reason that they won't break out. To me, everybody who's trying to be a life coach or expert or, you know, an entrepreneurial expert, like the amount of people that are entrepreneurial experts but have never built an entrepreneurial thing. Look, I wish I could be a quarterback of an NFL team, but like, I can't, and all of you can see that, and it's proven. Unfortunately, with entrepreneurship, it's not proven. You can just put it in your Instagram profile, and thus you are.
Let me tell you how to get taught on TikTok, Snapchat, LinkedIn, or the next three things that happen in the next decade. You go immediately, and you consume content on the platform for 10 hours.
Okay.
And then you make 10 pieces of content. 10 hours, 10 pieces of content is how you learn every platform. Go in, download it, read. Don't judge them, don't say it's stupid. 10 hours of consuming, 10 pieces of content, giving it your best,
okay.
And then reassess. 10 hours, 10 pieces of content is how every single person can learn a new social network.
I'm in the trenches. I'm not sitting in an ivory tower. I talk about this content daily because I do it and I live it. You're talking to somebody. I want to remind everybody, everybody starts with zero followers. I want to remind everybody that everybody starts with zero followers. In 2007, when Twitter hit the scene, I spent 6, 7, 8 hours a day between 7 p.m. and 2 in the morning going on Twitter and replying to every single person that mentioned anything about wine for 6 hours a day for 4 years, and still nobody knew who the fuck I was. So when I hear people put out 3 posts on LinkedIn after a keynote like this and then email me and say, hey Gary Vee, loved you in Chicago, great talk, but gotta tell you, you're wrong. And I reply, what happened? Well, I posted on LinkedIn and nothing good is happening. And then I ask, how long you been doing it? And like, well, I've posted twice for the last 2 weeks. And I reply, you're a fucking asshole. I just looked at this dude and like, you know when you can feel like, how is anybody confused that it takes, let me say it very slowly, an obnoxious amount of work to create any level of success? There is so much confusion in this system about the amount of work ethic that needs to be deployed to actually have success. Let me tell you this, anybody you've ever met that made it worked their fucking face off. You know people that are rich that didn't, they inherited it, but they didn't make it. And the confusion of the 1 or 2 stories you hear about when it happened fast, like Instagram or Facebook, has confused everybody.
I think the best advice for a content-driven business is to scratch your own itch. Own itch. Like, make the media company, the blog, the Instagram account that you wish existed. Because you know it. You know it. You're one of it. Like, guys, do you know how big forums still are on the internet? Like 1994 technology, because little groups, little neighborhoods. That's why the young woman who was just talking, who's going to the bathroom, I hope, right now, it's like that's why it worked, because it was niche. It was niche. People, I'm telling you, man, people try to boil the ocean. Go narrow. Like, you know, like, go narrow. Like, Barstool's winning because that team made what they wanted. They wanted irreverence, they wanted mixed culture a different way. Like, that's the only way to break through. Because you have to understand, it's an incredible time, but all of us can do it. So it's a supply and demand issue, right? It's an incredible time. It's an incredible time. But everybody can start one. So it's easy and hard, which means to me, go deep as fuck. Like, go very narrow to what you know, right? And go deep, deep, deep into that. I think that's the place to go. And then use the modern places where there's attention. You start a media company today, you should be voice and social first, not website and email first. Because it's underpriced attention. You can take that attention from Instagram or a podcast and then start a website.
YouTube versus TikTok, would you just...
Both.
Got it. Thought that was gonna be the answer. And 2.
But know this, TikTok is a crazy place right now.
Yeah.
In a great way. In a great way. I have given the same advice my whole life. I am very basic. How many people here follow me on Instagram? Thank you. So you guys know, I love putting up videos 10 years ago, a little chubbier, younger version of me, saying the same stuff I'm saying right now. So I'm saying that for the people in the room that don't know me. What I'm about to say matters a lot. In the history of my career, the organic reach thing, the nobody knows who I am, I wanna talk about Alabama football, nobody knows who I am, I have zero followers, MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, SocialCam, Vine, Snapchat, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, none. Not a single platform has even been remotely close to what's happening on TikTok when you post your third post and 800,000 people watch it. Now it's already, I don't know if you noticed this, D-Rock, it's already declining, because here comes the content, because there was so much attention compared to content, but you would destroy it.
As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people, you know, it's so funny, people that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away, which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's amazing five-star review reads, listening to Gary's Daily Podcast has helped me find my way back to the positive, optimistic view of the world I had lost during the past few years. His style and commitment to love, good, and truth are what this world needs. Thank you, and see you at VCon. Thank you again for that amazing review, and to anybody listening out there, if you leave us a review, you might just get shouted out in the next episode.